This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for being with us today. My name is Scott Whatley, and we appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. We don't spend a lot of time really promoting that as we should, but it is a website where you can go to find good quality referrals for businesses that we have checked out, we have met with, we know they're insured properly, they're licensed properly, and we also have a help box right there on our homepage. You can send us any questions or problems through there, and then our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. That actually comes right to my cell phone, so I promise you I will get back to you. Well, it is a special edition today of Your Money Matters right here on Haystack Help Radio, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage and Mr. Kurt Rogers, and he joins us today. How are you, sir?
Another beautiful day in Colorado. You know, every time we do the show, we talk about this, the weather here. It's just...
You need a job on Channel 4 on the weather. You do such a good job describing the weather each week.
Just, why would you want to live anywhere else?
I know, man.
And we're back in the Bronco season. Here we go.
I'm telling you.
All the hype and all the hope is there, right?
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so. I'm telling you, should be a good year. Hopefully so.
I think we've settled down a little bit with who's behind the center and what's going.
I think we do.
Hopefully, we can at least get 8-8 or 10-6 or.
That would be good.
I won't say which way the 10 is, but 10.
For sure.
Yes.
Well, Affordable Interest Mortgage, your one-stop shop for all your mortgage needs. Our number is 720-895-0500. And Kurt, so here we are. Man, summer's getting past us. What's keeping you guys rolling this time of year?
Well, what's happening, what we're seeing a lot of people are coming in and wanting to upgrade or remodel their house. You know, the market's hard to find a home that they like. So we're seeing people that are going anywhere from $30,000. I have one client up to $300,000 in a remodel. And they're looking at doing that. There's lenders out there that actually have programs designed to take care of that, meaning which... Let's say you want to put in hardwood floors, granite countertops, redo your entire kitchen area. They will appraise the house at what the future value is going to be and give you a loan against that, not now. So basically, you can finance 100% of the remodel in most cases because of home values. Not raise your payment and get everything done you want. So we're seeing a lot of people starting to do that because they're just so tired of trying to find a home. There's just not enough of them out there. Sure. And some of the ones left need to be remodeled before they put them up.
Yeah, no doubt.
We're starting to see that. We're starting to see some people think the market's so strong. Also, that they're not, they just figure that they'll sell the house and they still got windows from 1977.
All right. And you offer a lot of different programs. I mean, first-time buyers, last-time buyers, whatever you want, middle of the road, whatever.
Yeah,
reverse
we have
mortgages.
From first-time all the way to the ones that want to, those that want to downsize. And we've had Pam Meyer on the show about how to right-size the home to fit you. You know, you might, all the kids are gone, you might want to go that way. So there's a lot of programs out there, and like most lenders, we offer loans for 14 years, for 18 years, for 23 years, so you can refinance, take cash out, and not have to worry about extending the term. And still lower your payments.
720-895-0500. If Kurt and his team can help you out, their website is aimortgage.net. Well, Kurt, tell us about our guest today.
Well, I've known this young man for quite a while. He owns a construction company. I classify him as a good friend because every spring, him and I go spend a few days together down in Arizona playing a little bit of golf. He's a very good individual. His name is Jim Frazier, and he owns Advantage Construction. Jim, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
So, Jim, tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get into how you got started in this construction business.
Talking about yourself is a little challenging. But,
it's embarrassing.
Where are you from? I'll help you out. Where are you from?
Well, I am from here in Colorado. So you're a native. I'm a local native here in Colorado, and... I was raised up in the mountains and a nice little town called Bailey.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it was absolutely beautiful up there and a great place to be raised.
Absolutely. So what got you into the construction into business?
Well, out of high school, I was kind of bouncing around a little bit and trying to figure out what I wanted to do as a young man. And, you know, I had got myself turned around a little bit. And then when I got back right, I saw this construction field and, you know, God led me into this thing and said, hey, maybe you can do something with it. And, you know, I started in the electrical field, actually, and shortly I went through the apprenticeship program and became a master electrician.
Okay.
Probably about 6 years after I started that program. So that really got my feet rolling. And shortly after that, I decided, you know, electrical is pretty cool, but how about the whole project? So I got into, started working towards into general contracting.
Good deal. See, my dad was a brick mason.
Yes.
It did not take me long to know what I did not want to be, because that is hard work. Man, that's hard work laying
brick. My dad was a contractor, and my brothers all worked for him. And at 14, I was a laborer in the summertime.
Yeah.
And like you, I went out, did it. It was great. I got rid of a lot of energy. Everything was really good. But I realized my thumbs cannot take this beating any longer. Sure. I have to stop doing this kind of work.
Well, you know, that's how Jerry Rice learned how to catch the football.
Was what?
His dad was a mason.
Oh, really?
He used to catch those bricks.
Oh, yeah.
That I did not know.
Wow. Absolutely.
And piece of trivia.
That's so strong in the hand.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, because if not, they're going to hurt really bad.
Exactly. And they got to toss them up, you know.
Yep.
A flight or whatnot.
So. Yeah. So let's talk about areas that you guys help people out in then.
Absolutely. And that's what we do. And you're exactly right, is we really help people out. And that is the nature of our business. You know, these storms come through and they just devastate us here in Colorado. We get so much hail. Yesterday, we just got crushed down in Colorado Springs again, down around the zoo area, just got crushed.
I mean, they said there were 8 people injured.
Wow. Yeah.
At the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo from hail.
I have been here a long time, and I've never seen as many people in their cars get hurt by hail.
Yeah. This year has been a devastating year.
For hail, yeah.
Yeah, for hail here in Colorado. So we, you know, my wife and I we run this business, and she's very intelligent, very great at what she does. And we've been doing this for about 10 years together. And we've kind of got this little hybrid general contracting company going, to where we do a lot of exterior restoration. And that kind of is our niche. It's where we were led, and it's what we're good at. So we do a lot of deck and patio work, and then when these hailstorms come through, I have a great roofing gentleman I've been working with for 10 years now, and Hiro's been doing my stuff, and he's just a great gentleman. And anytime you have a relationship that long, obviously something's going pretty good for you. So
sure.
So that was where we were led, and we're led into helping people when these storms come through. And we work with about 100 clients a year. We're helping them through insurance claims and walking them through the whole process. And we like to think we're doing the right thing for them and doing things above board.
Mm-hmm. So. One of the questions I have, I've had several claims on my homeowner's insurance for roofs. When do you recommend that the client, if they feel they have hail damage to the roof, who should they call first? Should they call somebody to come out like yourself to give them an idea that there is hail damage, or should they call their insurance company? Because I have my own opinion on that.
Yeah. And everyone is a little bit leery of the contractors out there, and rightly so. I mean, there's a lot of out-of-state contractors that float around, and, you know, there's a lot of riffraff that goes along with this industry. But what I recommend you do is really get out there and do your homework and try to find somebody local and you know, check them out on Google and Better Business Bureau and whatnot, and get a good feeling for a couple of good contractors and call them out and talk to them. And that's really the first step that you need to take, because you don't want to call in a claim if you don't have enough damage, you know, to go ahead and constitute some replacement, because those claims do go against you. A lot of times you can cancel it once they're out there, but sometimes I've heard that they won't, and it always goes on your record. So make sure you have the damage first, and then by all means, you know, the big thing too that I recommend is have your contractor there with the adjuster after you call in the claim. That way you can identify all of the damage.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens a lot is people call their insurance company. They're leery of contractors. The insurance company comes out. Now they're using drones. They're using all this stuff. Well, they miss a ton of stuff sometimes. So it's just a better idea. It's better for the client to get a good scope of work with the insurance company so that when we move through with the process, we don't have to battle on scope of work. Generally, you're just dealing with pricing issues after.
One of the things I found when I had hail damage, 1 year I had it, the next year I came back, and I had the insurance company come out and look at the house. And they said, yes, you have it, but it's not too severe. So I made the choice at that time to say, no, leave it alone. When it came back out 2 years later, I got hit with hail damage again, had them come out. But what they told me at the time was that because I had called and they had estimated damage, I now have three claims instead of two. So my insurance went up, and I thought that was wrong. So I called around to some other insurance company, and they reported out. What I learned through that process is that if I think I have hail damage, never to call the insurance company till somebody else verifies and what they think it is. Because the minute you call, it gets recorded on their master national system, and it's a claim. But I didn't never had the work done. And if you have too many claims, they raise your cost up. So you brought up a point about when you finally bring the insurance guy out, the person doing the roof should have it done, be there at the same time so they can talk.
Yeah, and we're talking all damage. I mean, it's not just the roof and gutters that get damaged out there. This last storm, because of the severity of it and the way that it came down very direct and straight, and it caught anything sticking out. Well, most of our vinyl windows in Colorado, they have little lips on them, and I've seen more window damage in this claim, in this these two storms, more than previous. So,
go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say this real quick. A lot of people too, you need to make yourself familiar with your insurance policy and how your roof coverage is. We did a show not too long ago with Yana Long from Group Insurance Analyst, our insurance folks, and a lot of people don't realize that insurance companies are making a lot of changes to how the percentages of roofs covered. People thinking they got $1,000, $2,000 deductible, and all of a sudden they owe $12,000 because it's a percentage of it.
Yeah, we talked about
that. And all that. And I mean, I think you're looking like you've heard this before.
That makes it a big challenge for us in the respect that, you know, homeowners are out of pocket a large amount of money and they didn't know it. That's the sad thing is that I always recommend anyone to make sure you know your policy. Make sure you know what those deductibles are. And a lot of times there's different deductibles for the roof.
So make sure
you know what that is. And many of them are going to the percentages. And, and the old days of having a $500 deductible or even the 1,000 is starting to get pretty rare. But there's really no getting around that, to be honest. You can shop around and do your best to do your due diligence. Unfortunately, you know, the nature of the business around in Colorado is your rate's going to go up no matter what. If you call in a claim or not, your rate's going up because it goes up per zip code.
Yeah. So. Now, answer this, and I believe this was true, that in Colorado it's actually illegal for someone to pay your deductible, meaning a company to do that. Now, I've heard some contractors get around it. They'll say, okay, if we're going to paint your house or do something else, we'll take, you know, a couple thousand off of this to help us get that, all that. And I'm not, but the main thing I want people to know is, like you said, check out companies. I mean, you know, there's nothing wrong with leaving. I see you got a door hanger right here.
I
tell people all the time, you know, hey, if people are out and leaving something on your door, that doesn't make them a bad company. Okay.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's advertising just like we're doing right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, how am I going to get out there to you if I don't market you? And to be honest with you, my wife and I will go out in the beginning of a storm and talk to a few people.
Sure.
We're not, you know, too proud to go out and talk
absolutely
to some
not.
Of the clients out there.
But I promote, and you can tell me if I'm wrong in doing this, you know, don't sign stuff at a door with a company right then.
Right.
You know, okay, especially first time meeting them, not knowing anything about them, and you go, I mean, I've had people pull up. I don't know if you've ever heard this, Kurt, where they pull up and they go, you know, we got 30 windows left over from another job, and we're coming around the area selling. I'm like, well, first of all, I don't know if I want you doing my house if you got 30 windows left over, you know,
Somebody said, well, your neighbor just got solar, and because they got it, I can give you a break. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
So anyway, just a lot. There's a million. We could spend a whole show just on scams, but just just be careful. And again, Kurt takes care, and just be very transparent, Kurt takes care of setting up the guests for our show on Tuesdays, and I know he's not going to have anybody on that we can't be proud of and stand behind. So if you want to give him a call, 720-809-ROOF. It's 720-809-ROOF. And that roof is 7663. To make that a little easier for you. And you can check out their website at AdvantageConstructionCorp.com. We got to take a short break. You're listening to a special edition of Your Money Matters right here on Haystack Health Radio. If you've got any questions, we'll take your calls, 303-477-5600. We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley. Now, many times you hear your radio host like me say something like, let me tell you about my friends at, then we'll talk about a sponsor that we truly believe in and endorse. Well, in this case, let me tell you about a company that really is part of my family, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. For over 13 years, we have trusted our furry family members to this wonderful staff. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe that all pets deserve to have a good life. And their goal is to help you keep your pets happy and healthy throughout their life by providing complete pet care services every day, all at one location. We love the Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center Boarding Lodge, and your pet will too. Your pet will receive one-on-one care and attention throughout their stay. Open 7 days a week for your convenience. Check them out, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, located at 8681 Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. 303-708-8050, 303-708-8050, or check them out online at lonetreevet.com.
Without changing your budget, own your home faster. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have learned to pay less interest to the bank, not change their spending habits, and own their home faster. Affordable Interest Mortgage has a possible solution. 720-895-0500. Does your current loan allow you to access your equity without refinancing for another loan at higher rates? Does your current loan allow your equity to make your mortgage payment without late fees or dinging your credit? At AIM, we have a loan that allows you those freedoms, all for 30 years. This could be the last loan you need. Pay off your home faster, pay less interest to the bank, access your equity when you need it, skip payments. Call AIM for details, 720-895-0500. If you're tired of paying all that interest up front on a traditional 30-year fixed, call 720-895-0500 and let us save you thousands. Home of the Asset Manager, locally owned and operated, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Whatley, along with Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage, a special edition of Your Money Matters. And I'm telling you, I can't think of any place your money matters more than with your home and taking care of it. And we're kind of talking about roofs right now, but we're also going to talk about some remodeling and some other things that our guest Jim Frazier does with Advantage Construction. And again, their number is 720-809-ROOF, 720-809-7663. So, Jim, I mean, you're out there a lot, and we're just kind of talking about the scams and all. I mean, what are some of the things that you tell people? Of course, we want them to call you, just like you want them to call you, but what are some things that people should look for in a contractor?
You know, the funny thing about that is I really don't push myself. I encourage people to really go out and get educated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to – I do a – you know, I I guess I've been blessed with finding clients that provide us
with a good living. And what I'm really here for, honestly, is to help people. And if I can be an educator sometimes and just educate people, the rest of it comes for me. I don't have to worry about getting the sales. I go out there and I approach it in a manner where I'm an educator. I go out and I tell them this is what I know about this industry, and be careful of this or that, and try to get out there and really learn who you're doing business with, and talk to your neighbors, and like I said, the Better Business Bureau and Google. I mean, there's a lot of, unfortunately, this industry. It attracts a lot of riffraff because just the nature of the business, there's a large amount of money in a small area, and that brings in a lot of out-of-state people, and they're not banging on your doors like heavily, and the super high pressure sales like Kurt was talking about earlier with that's not it's not the way I buy.
That's
I
right.
don't buy from high pressure salespersons.
Nope.
I buy from people that educate.
So. I think some of the folks, when they're out there talking to you about, well, I can do your roof, the client might get intimidated by, well, I need to get it done quickly. Is there a time frame from the time that the storm happens?
Well, yeah, that's a great point, too. And I always tell my customers, be careful rushing into anything, because what we have to do is we got to go in, and what we're really here for is we're here for your best interest, to take care of your best interest. Your house... For most people, anyways, I know it is for me. My house is my number one investment.
Right.
Okay. So we're here to protect your number one investment, and in doing that, there's a process that has to happen. In these storm areas, the quick slap some paint all over the hail damage and yada yada yada, put the roof on real quick and throw the gutters on. That's if you go into it that way, issues are going to happen down the road. Advantage Construction has a 10-year workmanship warranty on everything we do. So we want to make sure that we do everything correctly.
10 years.
In doing that, 10-year workmanship. Yeah, it's unheard of. But in doing things correctly, we got to make sure that the insurance company is paying the right amount. So we have the same software as the insurance company, right? So we go in and we look at the way they code things, and we make sure they code them correctly and measure them correctly and all of that. There's a lot that goes into that initial process,
right,
of coming up with an agreed upon price with the insurance company. Unfortunately, that software that they use, it's pretty good on roof and gutters. When it comes to window and paint and some of this type of stuff, if we were to settle for the initial amount that they estimate, We couldn't give those warranties because we wouldn't be able to do the job properly. So what we have to do is we get what's called a supplement. We submit what is actually the necessary price for those items. Like, for instance, windows. Let's talk about windows a little bit. Okay, so with windows, there's a couple different ways to install windows. You can pocket fit windows, or you can do it new construction style, which... most houses, if they hadn't had a replacement done, they're done new construction style. So they're completely sealed up.
Right.
Well, in order to do it the correct way, you have to pull off some of the siding trim.
Right.
Okay. Uninstall the window. Redo all the flashings and the rubber,
right,
around the window. And then reinstall the window with the nail flange on it. And then install the trim. And then... do your caulking and paint. Well, that's a pretty big process, and it involves a little more
time and energy,
and with that it costs more. So in order for me to offer a 10-year workmanship warranty, you have to do it the correct way. So I have to go back to the insurance company and tell them, no, this is the correct way to install a window. And a lot of the insurance companies are actually getting pretty good at it. They're starting to, but some of them, we have to really work with them to get
no different
get them to do
other
it the correct way.
Doing the same thing.
Yeah.
But I'm sure, too, you build, it's kind of like with our personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh. Kevin goes to court. He gets certain reputations with judges and insurance companies when he's negotiating a settlement. And I'm probably, you get the same thing every once in a while. Let's say USAA's an insurance company that's covering a house. Hey, they look up and they go, hey, we've worked with this guy a few times. Yeah. He's usually reasonable. He's usually honest with us. And
it's my wife. They've worked with Debbie a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
She's the one. And to be honest with you, I think you're 100% correct. I think all the insurance companies do have records of every contractor that they deal with. And I know when they call us, you know, it's been a lot easier the last couple of years. They call Deb and we work out the details pretty quickly through a claim. So to go back to your question about rushing into it, the thing is that your roof is not going to leak.
Unless there's water gushing in your house or something.
Well, and it would depend. I mean, down in Fountain, they got hit earlier in the year where the hail came all the way through some of the sheathing and everything. Wow. Yeah, now we got to do something quickly. And generally, we're going to have to get in there and seal up the house first of all, first and foremost. But generally, the hail damage that happens around here isn't going to leak probably until a couple of years down the road. And that's where, you know, it's a lot of people out there, I know they're sitting back going, man, I don't want to go through this again. I'm not dealing with this no more. Well, the hard part about that is then you get stuck with the bill in the end. If you don't get your hail damage fixed and you go to sell your house, well, the first thing the new mortgage company is going to come in and they're going to do an inspection. And they're going to say the house is damaged with hail, and who gets stuck with that bill? You know, the seller gets stuck with it.
I see that quite often. Somebody bypassed it and didn't have it done, and when they go to sell, now all of a sudden it becomes an obstacle, either on the inspection or the appraisal.
Right.
So it becomes an issue.
Yeah.
But from the time that, you know, that you suspect that there's hail damage to your house, how long do you have, from what you know about the insurance companies and what you do, do you have to file a claim?
Okay, you got up to a year from the hail date. So I think the last one was June 18th, June 19th, around there. Certainly the process takes a little bit of a time. I recommend really going into it when it's convenient for you. You know, it's good to get all the paperwork and everything out of the way so that when construction comes around, hey, plan it when you're out of town or, you know.
Right, but it doesn't have to be done within the year. It just has to be claimed within the year.
And then it has to be done a year after that. So it just kind of, and to be honest with you, don't quote me on all of those because certain insurance companies are different. There isn't like one specific
standard.
Yeah. So some insurance companies are different than others when it comes to that. But I do know you do have a year, up to a year to call in that first claim. And then generally you have a year to get the repairs done.
Mm-hmm. I've just had some of these people at my door, and when I had these claims, they were saying, well, you know, you're going to need to get this done really quick. And they kind of give you the pressure of it, but that's not the
case.
Well,
that's a sales tactic. You know, that's the old.
You need to sign here and kind of.
Right, exactly.
I've got a few gray hairs to wear. I understand how it works.
They're trying to create urgency, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the of course, everyone's.
And my big fear is when you, especially with seniors.
Right.
You know, because that happens a lot, and people tell them, oh, you know, you've got 30 days to do this. And they don't know.
And that I got to be honest with you. In the beginning, when we first started this today, I said we are in the business to help people. And my wife and I like to think we save some of those elderly people from some of the riffraff that can go out there. And I'm not saying that it's all bad.
Sure.
I'm saying there is some amount of riffraff out there. And my wife and I like to think that. And it's kind of funny because we chuckle and say, you know, I've had you know, elderly people just hand me their checkbook.
Yeah,
I don't want to write this check, and they're shaking and stuff, and I think to myself, the first thing I think is, you know, I'm glad I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I'm here to be able to take care of this person right now.
Sure.
You know? And so that's what it's all
so
about.
So what are your service areas that you?
Okay, so our office is in Parker.
Okay.
Of course, we would like to work in just Parker. That's not realistic,
right, though.
Right now, we're Denver metro area. We have several jobs in Brighton area. That's, you know, straight up 470. It's about 25 minutes away. Not too bad to get through there. Centennial got hit really hard this year, so that's a lot closer for us. But we'll go Denver metro area up north. I think we're not doing currently anything in Thornton, and towards. was that, Louisville, in that area. But there's a ton of hail damage up there. Not that we wouldn't do it up there. We're just kind of, we've marketed in our areas around Centennial and Brighton right now.
And you kind of have to have a license in each of those.
Absolutely. So we're a general contracting firm. We're not just a roofing outfit.
Right.
General contracting is a little bit different. You have to actually go down and pass a four-hour test and know the codes of building a house, not just roofing codes.
You see the whole effect of everything you're doing in the house.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the roofing license is pretty simple to get. It's a one-page thing. I always tell everybody, well, I was a master electrician. I had to pass a four-hour test with a really thick book. I'm pretty sure I can figure out one page of roofing. So.
Absolutely.
And then, so general contracting, we got that license. But then we have to go into each jurisdiction, and you get your contractor's license in each jurisdiction, Centennial, you know, Douglas County, City of Brighton, Arvada, every single one of them. And they want to know all the same stuff. You know, they want to know, make sure that you're licensed and bonded and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a legitimate company with all of that, you shouldn't have any problems. So make sure that your contractors are getting permits.
Sure.
Or else they may not be, you know, doing the right things out there.
Absolutely. So. Jim Frazier's our guest. He's the president of Advantage Construction. Give him a call, 720-809-ROOF, 720-809-7663. This is Haystack Help Radio.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
You were injured in an accident. You went to the doctor and you thought your insurance would cover it. But that was before you realized how the insurance company actually works. And before you knew how long your pain would really last. So now you're stuck with a bunch of bills that you can't afford. And the nagging pain has been keeping you up all night, making you feel like you're going to lose your mind every day. You are not alone. There is an answer. Call Flesh & Beck Injury Attorneys. Flesh & Beck have the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in an accident, call Flesh & Beck Injury Law at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if Flesh & Beck can help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
And we are back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. Kurt Rogers here with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, you got any kind of mortgage needs, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. Our special guest today, Jim Frazier. Jim's the president of Advantage Construction, talking a little bit about contractor work and all the things his company has to offer, as well as try to give you some tips to make sure that you deal with good companies and don't get taken advantage of. And, you know, one thing I just want to talk about real quick is just, you know, when people do bids, if somebody comes up and gives you a bid to remodel your bathroom for $15,000 and that's all they write on the bid, you need to break some things down there. So talk a little bit of maybe how you guys do your bidding process and how you handle all that.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it's kind of so the hail restoration is a little bit different. it's a little bit different in the sense that you're working on insurance proceeds.
Sure.
I can talk a little bit to you know, the other areas that we do. We do a lot of deck and patio work where bids come into play. And yeah, absolutely. You know, those details have to be on there. What I generally do when I do a bid, you know, I spell out all the details. I put in there the best bang for the buck. And then when I meet with the clients, I tell them, you know, this is your best bang for the buck. And then these are the options. The worst thing that, like you just said, is a very vague mm-hmm. scope of work can get you into trouble. Make sure that, you know, all the measurements and just the scope of work has to be dialed into exactly what your wants and your needs are.
Right.
I always tell everybody, and this is a big thing too, is a lot of contractors don't stick to their pricing from a quote. They'll come back to you and say, hey, I overspent and I needed an extra $10,000 to finish this project, you know? Right. And I, when I'm talking to people, I'm like, how is that possible? You know, you gave them a quote and if nothing changed, then you got to stick to your quote.
Sure.
And I've lost money doing that before, but sure. You know what? That's the right thing to do. You have to have integrity out there. And if I misquote it and I've been doing this for 20 years, that falls back on me. So I have to take my own responsibility for that. You
right.
know?
Well, we had some folks a few years back contact us and they had wanted to get their basement remodeled. And so like everybody else, they went with the lowest price. And I always tell people the lowest price is probably never your best deal, best right. value. But they went with the lowest price. Well, then come to find out the guy had bid, I mean, we're talking a $600,000 home. The contractor put on there a $18 yard square carpet, you know, some $12 right. light fixtures that the people would have never put in their house. And so you've got to sit down and work through that with the contractor to make sure he's using the quality of materials that you want in your home.
Yeah, you got to be comparing apples to apples when it comes to bids. If you're not comparing apples to apples, then you don't know where somebody's at. You don't know. How can you really look at the differences in the quotes if they're not apples to apples? So I recommend make sure you know the scope of work first and then give them what you want and then make sure all the contractors are on board with exactly what you want so that their bids are, you know, what your wants and needs are to begin with. That way you're not playing any guessing games on what you're getting down the road. And then you can go in and, you know, for me, I'm the buyer that buys in the middle. You know, I throw out the lowest and the highest and, you know, I start working in that middle area because sure. I'm just, that's what I've always done. That's the type of buyer I am. So, and then I do my, you know, due diligence and find whatever I'm buying, find what works best for me.
Yeah, price isn't always the issue. It's like when you shop for a car. It's not always the price that you're buying because you're getting into the car. When you're fixing your house up, it's the same thing. So is there any advice you could give somebody that what they should do prior to calling to get the bid? Should they kind of get an idea of what kind of material they want? What kind of, you know, is there something that they can do?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's say they're doing a basement.
Any time that I go in and I'm dealing with the client that's really, when they really know a lot about, you know, what they want. They've been right. to Home Depot. They've looked at different types of materials.
Right.
I mean, all of that's going to help. Absolutely. Look at all the design, you know, on the internet.
Take pictures.
Take pictures of what you like. Go to these show homes and these model homes and take pictures.
Take a picture of them.
Get a good idea for what you really want because there's a huge, huge margin in pricing really cheap tile and really expensive tile, really cheap hardwood floor and really expensive hardwood floor. So, I mean, all of that is just knowing, you know, getting out there and getting some knowledge about it. And if you don't, hire somebody that does. If you don't want to deal with all that, hire somebody that does, and that's probably going to be the little more expensive person.
Sure.
But find somebody you trust and get out there, and you know, and that's fine with me. I it doesn't matter to me how educated my clients are. I'll just kind of meld into to what I need to be for them, and you know, I could imagine that would be a little dangerous for you know, if they got lined up with the wrong contractor.
Sure.
So.
Go ahead. No.
So decks, you said you do some deck
Absolutely.
Work. What all do you cover in there?
Well, when we do our decks, you know, geez, we built all these homes in Colorado for years and years and years. And, you know, certainly I was wiring a house a day in the 90s. And we were putting these things up quick, you know, and all of the stuff on the exterior, unfortunately, by now is rotting off. And then part of the reason why we went into deck and patio is there's just a ton of it. It's not going away. The builders didn't use great materials back then. Sometimes they didn't even use pressure-treated lumber on the decks. And material has changed a lot with all the new product out there. Of course, the Trex got the big bad rap in the beginning. Well, you know, they were the pioneers of decking. So, of course, you know, for them to go through some growing pains in that area, I respect the company because they did back up their product. They didn't just close the doors. But there's a lot of large companies that are doing composite that are doing a great job. A great redwood deck is a great deck. You know, it just depends on, for us, it's what your needs and wants are. Some people don't like to do maintenance, and they'll be steered towards the TimberTech and Trex type products.
Yep.
I always recommend the PVC capped composite. That's a 25-year non-fade, non-stain warranty on that stuff. And as far as redwood, some people love the redwood. It's a little bit cooler out to the feet.
Yep.
It is a structural product, so it just kind of depends on what your needs and wants, and you know, the Trex and the TimberTech, the composite decks do get a little warm to the feet, so there are some drawbacks, and that stuff you got to know how to install it too. Mm-hmm. It's PVC capped. It's got a lot of material in there that expands and contracts, so you know, make sure again you're in with a contractor that knows how to specifically install composite decks, because it's a big difference.
Do you do inspections kind of on decks? So let's say somebody comes out and they go, hey, ours feels a little wobbly, our stairs feel, like you say.
Absolutely.
I mean, for ours, that occurred out in Highlands Ranch, you know, yes. I mean, we had the wood and it was painted and rotted like crazy, you know, and I mean, a couple times going down the stairs, you're like, man, I don't know if this is going to, and a lot of people have people on their decks. You get 30, 40 people out on a deck.
It's going to lose the support.
We've seen some.
I always tell
stories.
People in those situations, you don't want to wind up on Nine News here.
Yeah, no.
You're the guy that threw the party and your deck fell down.
Right.
You know, you don't want to be that guy.
So you guys will come out.
Absolutely.
Do some kind of inspection.
I'll come out and take a look at it and see. You know, I've fallen through decks. You know, I stepped down a couple years ago, stepped off the step and went right through the steps on there because they were rotted. You know, but that's just. The way that they put them together and the weather here in Colorado, we get dramatic temperature changes, and that sun
maintenance. You talked
about.
They
require maintenance, and if you don't take care of it, your deck's
going to
rot real
quick. So. Yeah, whether you go with the like you said, the Trex or the redwood, you're going to have to spend some time on.
You do, and it's a beautiful deck, and you know, we still do them. I love them. I don't love to stain or paint.
Yes.
But especially the railing. There are a lot of tight spots in there. You got to really use some elbow grease to get those things stained up.
I want to go back to the roofing. Do you want to see the contractor see the estimate from the insurance company? And I think I know the answer, but should the contractor, when you're talking to them, should you give the estimate from the...
Yeah, and, you know, I really want to stress that it's a completely different deal than doing a basement and getting three bids and choosing a contractor that direction. Because, you know, like Kurt, if you were paying for my basement, don't you think I'd go get the highest price guy?
Yes.
You know? So let's put it in context. Well, the insurance company is paying for this guy, so why wouldn't you go out and get the best contractor you can find that offers the best warranties?
Right.
And
because your deductible stays.
Your deductible is the same. It doesn't matter. Now, the only thing that plays into factor is people that have really high deductibles that are really trying to minimize their out-of-pocket expense. And I understand that. And people have to do what they have to do to get their repairs done.
Right.
And I totally get that. So sometimes in some situations, they got to go find the guy down on the corner and buy their own materials from Home Depot and get it done, because that's the only way they can get
done.
And I'll even tell someone, if they're in one of those situations, try that. I'm not the guy. You know, I'm not going to be able to help you with that. But if you're in a situation, at least you're getting it fixed.
Sure.
You know, but it really comes down to your situation and your out-of-pocket expense and maybe the trouble you got into with your insurance policy, depending on, you know, if you can afford to your deductibles and stuff like that.
Right.
Now, if somebody's doing this repair, do they need to contact their HOA beforehand, or should the insurance company and the contractor just do the work?
Well, no, you better call the HOA.
HOAs, some people dude, don't. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Some of those are not, most HOAs are nightmare.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably the most thankless job to be in charge of those HOAs. You know, I could only imagine. Because I know I've been on one side of them, and then you got all these homeowners on the other side of them, and then, you know, I could imagine their stress level. But the thing about it, and I know how I've dealt with my HOA, so it's it's a challenge for sure. And I think everyone needs to take a breath a little bit and say, you know, what are the parameters here? Where do I live? What do I need to do anytime I get any repairs done in my house? And generally, the HOAs, a lot of them are getting pretty keen to the fact that if you're really going with the same material, you don't necessarily have to get any special application, but you still have to turn in some sort of an application. So highly recommend that. And, you know, that does take a little bit of time, too. So make sure you do. I always tell everyone, you know, your action items are... we haven't gotten into this part, but a lot of times the first insurance check that comes out has the mortgage company on it as well as the individual.
Right.
So the action item of the homeowner, because I don't deal with their loan, I don't want to, you know their loan numbers or anything. The individual has to get with the mortgage company and figure out how to process that check. And then their other action item is to figure out the HOA and make sure we get that crossed before we can get permits and all of that stuff. So
yeah, people will call me up, said I had my roof done, I got this check, and it's made out to the mortgage company. I said they have to sign off and know that.
So you have to take that. I was going
to
ask you real quick.
You have to send it to the mortgage company, and they'll sign off on it. There's a process. They'll sign off on it and then send it to the insurance company.
You know, it's another
because
reason.
They want it fixed. They're not here to argue with you. They want that roof fixed.
Well. They
just need to be made aware
of your home.
Yeah, they own it, basically.
They own your home. So they and to be honest with you, a lot of them do. Some of the mortgage companies, a lot of the ones nowadays, they want our business license. They want our insurance. They want to make sure that a reputable company is doing the work. So they ask you for all this. They want a W-9. They want a lien waiver, which is protecting them and you. All good stuff.
Yes.
All good stuff. So get out there with your mortgage company. You know, it's work that you have to do, but unfortunately, that's the stuff.
And they're just trying to protect the homeowner.
Absolutely.
To make sure you stay in the house so they don't get it back and that the work's done properly so they don't have to come back in later and have a house that needs work.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a necessary, I guess, necessary evil. If that's what we're
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio, special edition of Your Money Matters. Jim Frazier's with us. He's the president of Advantage Construction. Give him a call. Hey, if you'd like that deck inspection, or if you'd like to get your roof checked out, 720-809-ROOF, 720-809-7663. We'll be right back.
Do not try to navigate the maze of Medicare on your own, because confusion can be costly. Group insurance analysts will lay out your options in a clear, thorough manner so you don't make a mistake. Unless you do your research, you could get stuck with a Medicare plan that doesn't work for you. As independent brokers, group insurance analysts will do the research for you so you get the best possible premiums. They'll check the networks so you keep your current doctor, and they'll find a prescription drug plan that provides the most coverage for your medications. You won't get this kind of personalized expert advice anywhere else. Furthermore, Group Insurance Analysts provides Medicare recommendations at no cost to you, the customer. Call today so that Group Insurance Analysts may put together an easy-to-understand report tailored to fit your needs in retirement. 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. Since 2004, it's been our mission to provide the highest quality of service and trust to every customer we serve. M4 Roofing and Gutters is a family-owned and operated company right here in Englewood, Colorado. At M4 Roofing and Gutters, quality customer service is our top priority. For a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project, call today 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600, or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and haystackhelp.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. A few more minutes left here with our guest, Jim Frazier. Once again, Advantage Construction, their number 720-809-ROOF, 720-809-7663. We touched on windows a little bit. I think we've touched on three very important areas for every homeowner, and that's our roof, our decks, and windows. Pretty important part. So
yes.
Windows a little bit. Man, first of all, what a competitive. I mean, roofing is very competitive. The sun, windows. I mean, there's a enormous. And how do you know the difference, you know, between, I mean, glass is glass. We see out it. How do you know all the different, you know, things you need to know? So educate us a couple of minutes on windows.
Yeah, I mean, windows are, they are a mixed bag. I mean, nowadays the windows are much more efficient than they were, but it really comes down to the efficiency level of the windows. Certainly you can get all that information of each individual window manufacturer. I think the biggest thing, though, that people need to understand is the efficiency factor is really from the install. It's really how you install them. And it's one thing, you know, most of your efficiency goes out your roof. So I think the biggest thing is getting roof insulation. People, there's a little bit of a misconception there. I know when I had windows done maybe 15 years ago in my house, I remembered the noise factor. Everything was just more quiet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was a big change for me. And but really it comes down to the installation. If like what I was talking earlier with that new construction fit where you take off the siding, you get the whole window out and you can put the new one in and seal it up with the non-expandable foam and get your rubber around it and everything and then get it put back together. That's the best way to do it. Now it's not the cheap way to do it. You know, a lot of these companies are going around, the very competitive, maybe the cheaper ones are going around and doing the pocket fit where they're just, you take a sawzall or, you know, a demo tool and they cut the nail fill in, they pull it out and they put the new one in and screw it from the inside and seal it the best they can and
move on.
And move on.
Hope
and,
for the best.
If that's your budget, you know, I guess you're not that worried about efficiency. And again, it's okay. If that's what you need done in your house. And
when we had our windows done, and you talk about insulation in the roof, we had that whole package looked at. What we found, what we were told, we did some research on, is put the insulation in, but we had the walls sealed in the ceiling.
Yeah.
So, and it was amazing. It didn't cost that much more, but it was an amazing what it really did in addition to the windows and the insulation, how it stops the heat that's inside the walls from coming out that you can actually lose. And the guy showed us that stuff, and we did, like I said, we did the research. It's just an amazing thing how they'll seal them walls and how it really works.
It is, and they do a really good job on that. That whole process, I recommend it here, you know, in Colorado.
I never heard of it before, but then we had ours done probably 6-8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it cut our expense drastically.
Yeah, and then you want to add a lot of ventilation in your roof too.
Yes, you do.
So just the gables, you want certainly they have power ventilators up there to get the air moving around. Your attic's really only supposed to be 10 degrees warmer than the air outside.
Sun, mine's about 180 degrees warmer.
Exactly.
It has to be vented. You're right.
And it's got to be vented correctly. You know, there's a right and a wrong way to get that draw through there. So. Okay.
Let's talk. I've got a few minutes left here, about two, but let's talk real quick on the materials for roofing. A lot of code things have changed, different things like that. What's kind of the most popular couple of materials you're putting on right now?
Well, you know,
everyone always asks me about impact-resistant shingles, and that's a huge topic. And what, you know, our stance at Advantage is really that has to do with, you know, it's a ROI, it's a return on investment thing. A lot of the insurance companies, some of the bigger guys, are offering discounts on premiums to put on an impact-resistant shingle. Some of these discounts can be up to 25%. Amazing discount for your premiums. You know, if you could think about 25% of what your yearly premium is, that could really add up.
Sure. Yeah.
But it's not free to put an impact resistant shingle on. It's a, you know, it's a slight cost. So it's usually about a 3-year return on investment. And then after that, you get that that reward, you know, for as long as the insurance company will give it to you. But So what I tell people is do your homework, find out from your insurance agent if they offer those rebates on the premiums, and your decision, that's part of the reason why you would make that decision to go to impact resistant. Another would be that you're tired of
replacing your roof
all the time. Now keep in mind though, it's impact resistant IR. It's not impact proof. And the larger hailstorms will damage most of the IR products. Now, there's some more expensive IR products. One product in that I know that's much better product is a Malarkey, a impact-resistant roof that can probably, as far as asphalt, it withstands the best impact. But it's quite a bit expensive. So you're going to have to pay some out-of-pocket expense to get up there. The other things that you have to be a little bit concerned with is all of a sudden you get this bulletproof roof on, and then everything else gets damaged. You know, in a situation where you have a regular roof and the roof gets damaged, the gutters get damaged, some windows get damaged, generally you can get some rebates from the contractor to help supplement that out-of-pocket expense that you have for your deductible or whatnot. And usually that's in the form of it's a marketing expense is what it is for allowing a company to put its yard sign in, or maybe you're referring somebody and you can get some cash back that way to relieve you of some of that out-of-pocket expense. Anyways, the so what can happen is that if you can't get that relieved or can't get any of that money recouped, and because the roof is the largest monetary right. item, then it's kind of hard to compensate for that out-of-pocket expense. Yeah, so maybe sure. the gutters and a couple of windows and paint gets damaged. Well, maybe that works only $5,000. Well, you got a $2,500 deductible. It's almost not yep. worth it to yeah. go ahead and call in a claim. So that's generally the two sides of that is, you know, for me, you know, gutters get damaged pretty easily. Gutters aren't entirely expensive. You know, this crazy thing about this storm was concrete tile roofs got damaged in the Piney Creek area, Siena, and that area. A lot of concrete tiles got busted up from the hailstorms. That means it was a very large hailstorm.
So. Absolutely. Well, Jim, hey, man, it's been great having you on the show. We appreciate it. Give them a call. Again, this is Advantage Construction, 720-809-ROOF, 720-809-7663. Kurt, thanks for lining us up.
No problem.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks,
Affordable
Jim.
Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Again, check out our website for our referral list, and that's haystackhelp.com. And again, our helpline is there for you, 303-333-HELP. Hope you have a great day. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.